It's been a week since fire destroyed the historic Hubig's Pie Factory in the Marigny. Owners are getting help from city officials and other businesses on rebuilding plans. Owner Drew Ramsey promised hours after the five-alarm blaze was extinguished that the company would rebuild and at the same location. Over the past week, he's been learning how difficult that will be.
For example, the wrap, the little wrap that we used was very kind of high-tech scientific. It was semi-permeable, and it's exactly what we needed to wrap a glazed fruit pastry in South Louisiana and still get the icing to crystallize in 100-degree temperature, 100% humidity. We got that stuff from Germany. I mean, and I had just taken a huge load of that, and that's ordered way in advance.
Ramsey was standing in the crowded Flirty Girl store on Magazine Street, where fans of his company were buying T-shirts, sporting the Hubig logo and various pie flavors. Profits will go to Hubig employees. Rouse's Market stores are offering temporary jobs to the 35 displaced workers. Suggestions are flooding in for temporary factory space. But Ramsey says the machines he needs must be custom-made and will take months to produce. And it's a complicated process to rebuild a factory in a historic residential neighborhood.
The outpouring of support has been remarkable, and it's very touching. It's very, it's emotional. You know, people really have shown how much they care.
Ramsey is meeting today with the mayor's office for help with the rebuilding effort. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.